Blog Talk Radio.
Please walk with us through the bad times as well as the good. May we be heard and understood from the suburbs to the hood. May you judge us by our hearts and not by our mistakes, and see that we get our breakthrough however long that it takes. May you fill that void in our souls that will lay our fears to rest. But there's no way we can live for Jesus when we're living in the flesh. So I pray that you allow our spirits to be born, grow strong, move on, know right from wrong. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15, do not love the world or anything in the world. And we know what that means, but listen. We know the distance we need to be away from fire to keep it missing, but that doesn't mean we'll listen. Lord, you take care of fools and babies. Teach women to honor their men and men respect their ladies. But lately, so many of us have gone astray, doing wrong for so long that we've forgotten the way. Please bring us back home. Instill in us the word which is our backbone, which has chosen that path to grow. There is so much that we're entitled to, yet we receive so little. In this time of spiritual warfare, we're comfortable in the middle. So I pray that you open our eyes. Give us the anointing to recognize the devil and his lies. If we keep our actions wise and our prayers sincere, our heads to the sky, you will diminish our fears. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen and amen.
Don't understand, do you? Hey, man, don't you realize in order for us to make this thing work, man, we've got to get rid of the pimps and the pushers and the prostitutes and then start all over again clean.
Hey, look, nobody's pushing me anyway, okay? I mean, not you, not the cops, nobody, man. I mean, you want to get rid of the pushers, I'll help you. But don't send your people after me.
Oh, come on, John. Can't you see that we can't get rid of one without getting rid of the other? We got to come down on both of them at the same time in order for this whole thing to work for the people.
Hey, look, nobody's closing me out of my business.
Welcome. I hope y'all like that music. Yeah, this is Yellow Belly Sap Sucker Radio presenting True Grudge. Yeah, man, we put some gospel on tonight. We put some inspirational. We put something to put on your mind. Yeah. Brothers gonna work it out. And sisters. I can't forget about them, because without them, we wouldn't be here. Man, I know y'all been waiting all week for Thursday. Me too. Give some shout-outs to the whole grudge racing community, be it north, south, east, or west. Them special sponsors, Bruce Leroy, the Clock Salt crew, the 1-800, keep it real, Mr. Skin. I got to say Mr. Skin to the world because that's one of the baddest brothers that I know. Yeah. We got West Side. You know, I started to mention all the West Side brothers and sisters, and sometimes people kind of like get a little offended. But, man, when I started doing what I do, I happened to go on the West Side, and I started somewhere over there around Central and Lake. Yeah, and so they say the girls out West is the best. And I got to kind of agree because, you know, I had the opportunity to see it for myself. But, man, I just want to welcome everybody here, and I want to say that I'm just so thankful God has given me more time in this world. We got a couple of people that ain't here, and we going to give them a shout-out, and I'm just telling y'all, man, we got to start getting down for the crown. And hold on, let me bring on Big Daddy. Can you hear me, Big Daddy? Big Daddy Sham, are you there? Hello? Well, I guess he ain't ready to get on. Let me go back to what I was doing. Yeah, so I was saying that...
Good evening, Brother Shaky. I'm sorry.
I'm here.
Good evening.
Okay. I'm sorry.
How are you,
I'm
sir?
I'm so happy to hear your voice. I'm happy. I was trying to get started on, on preacher. I was going to turn this into a preacher grudge channel. I thank you for kind of helping me, save me.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Sometimes we need some preaching, Brother Shaq, because we need preaching.
Yeah, bro.
I heard your introduction. I appreciate you, as always, taking the mantle. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
I don't know what Brother Mouse, Brother Mister, but, man, we appreciate everybody that come on and listen every week and participate in the conversation and the learning and information and so forth and so on. Let me just say this. We had a death in the in our True Grudge world. Big Lou, Brother Vernon D, and Lewis, they father. Big Lou passed day before yesterday, I think. Was the day? Well, today is Thursday. I think it was day before yesterday. He called me. The day when he passed, D called me, and we praying for their father, man. Big Lou been around for a long time. My memory is he used to always be with when I started, he was always with Pops. You know, him and Pops was always together, and he been around a long time. So pray for that family. We all going to have a time. Everybody get a turn with this, man. You know, whether it be somebody, you know, just in your family or, man, you got to go too. So, man, prepare yourself for wherever you going to go. Prepare yourself for it. We praying for Brother Big Lou's family, all the, you know, D and Vernon and Lewis, man, and the rest of their family, man. We praying for them.
Yeah, we got daughters too, now. Don't forget to talk about the daughters.
Yeah, I don't. I'm saying the whole family. Those are my personal people that I know.
Okay.
Yeah, the family. Somebody else. Wait a minute. Hold on, Shaky. I'm trying to get him in my mind. Oh my goodness! You just made me forget, Shaky. Who? Brother Roy, off the trailers, brother. Man, y'all pray for Brother Roy. From my understanding, he had a heart attack, and he fighting on through. So just
he
pray
fighting?
For. He fighting. He got ways to get out, but he's still here with us, and he just got to fight his way through. So we praying for Brother Roy and his recovery. I don't even know. I got so much running through my brain at one time, but just pray for Brother Roy and everybody that's got it, help in that process, man. It's a process when you get sick sometimes. You need help from other people in your family and so forth and so on. So it ain't just them. It's the people that's around, too. Everybody got to take part in it. So we praying for them too. I heard earlier, Big Eddie. Pray for Big Eddie, man. He gotta do some rehab from what I heard on the line today. So pray for Big Eddie, man, that he can, get his strength back and recover from his treatment that he gotta go through. And everybody else, man, that's going through. Somebody, death is just upon us all year long, man. Sickness, you get a certain age and just, it don't have no particular person. Sickness can come on anybody, but when you get older, once you turn 50, you going in another direction. You got more time behind you than you got in front of you. So, I say, just pray for one another, man. We need it. If you don't know how to pray, then you need to learn. Just for yourself and everybody else, pray for somebody else, not just for you and yours, but everybody, we're your family, whether or not you like it or not, man. It's just, this is a family in itself. Some of these people, they talk to these people more than they talk to their own family members every day. So pray for one another. The bowling party.
Hold on.
It's Saturday.
Hold on. Before you go ahead.
Okay. I'm sorry. Come on with it, Shaky. Come on with it.
I want to talk about Big Lou for a minute, bro, because
Okay, come on with it.
I met him in 1980. My buddy took me over there on the west side, and I went over there looking for a Firebird. I turned in front of a school, and to my right, I think that street name was Christianity or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And I seen this big black 63, man. It was shining, but one of the wheels on the right-hand side in the front was cocked to the side. So I get out, me and my man look at the car, and a big guy came out of a building, man. This guy, he came, he said, hey, young fella, can I help you? I said, hey, y'all got a Firebird over here? He said, no, but we got this Catalina. I say, man, that's a nice car. Y'all selling that? He said, yeah. He said, but you got to come back like in a couple of hours. I said, okay, who do I ask for? He said, you could ask for me because I don't know if boss going to be there. I said, what's your name here, sir? He said, my name is Big Lewis. I said, okay, sir. So I think we went down there on 22nd and Cermak and got some of them U-Town polar sizes, and then we came back around. But the next time we came back around, Lord have mercy, it looked like it was an army of niggas. I didn't understand. They got off the top, man, all these people started looking at me. What you need, cuz? What you need? Hey, we want to look at this car. The guy say he was going to be here. All of a sudden, I look up there, and then this nigga that I know now as a CW walker. What you need, punk? I said, man, I want to see about buying this car. And then Big Lewis showed up again. He said, hey, boss, he seemed like he all right. He over here to look at this car. And then the nigga act like he stood at attention. So I'm saying to you that when I first met that man, yeah, man, yeah. And then once I got to know him, he invited me over to his house, and he had a little snotty-nosed boy running around over there on the right. While he looking at me, he pulled my coattail. I said, boy, what's wrong with you? He said, what's your name? I said, my name's Shaky. I said, what's your name? He said, my name's Vernon. I said, Vernon? I said, okay, pleased to meet you, Vernon. And so I started talking to his daddy because he told him, hey, boy, go in the other room. Grown folks talking. That's when I met Vernon for the first time. He was a little kid baby, but he turned out to be a killer. Yeah. So I just want to tell everybody that I thank God for these people, man. I got a whole lot of stories, y'all.
Oh,
and someday
for sure.
Y'all let
no
me tell you, I'll probably tell you. So I just want to say,
man,
sorry to hear that Big Lewis go, but, you know, he was a God-fearing man. Him and his whole family, they always put him first.
Yeah, this is true.
They
this
put
is true.
The
this is
first,
true.
One, I'm going to keep it real with y'all. So I'm here to say that I love him, man. I'm going to miss him. We got to keep him in prayers, his family, because, you know, they're going to be, it's going to hit them more than hit anybody else. So I love him.
Oh, for sure.
I just want to say thank you, Shell. Thank you.
All right, Brother
okay.
Shaky. I appreciate
okay.
that. Well,
mm-hmm.
I got a story. Mm-hmm. I got a little light story for myself.
Give me some.
We had that white blue at the time, and we was racing Pops. We was racing Pops. And Pops, he left on Sherman and was gone. So me and Lewis were standing there together. We standing there, you know, on the sideline. We sitting there looking. And we sitting talking to each other. And Big Lou said, man, Pops gone. He ain't going to catch him. So all of a sudden, I'm like, no, I think he going to catch him, man. It looked like rushing him down through there. But you know, you can't hardly tell when you're on the sideline looking all the way. We was running out the back door back then. We on the motor,
okay.
We was running out the back door.
And
man, Sherman turned that light on and Lou looked at me and said, man, I can't believe it, man. I can't believe it. That we laughed a while about that, man. So yeah, once again, man, I say pray for that family, man. You know, he been around a long, long time, man. And his boy, he still right now. He got that little Mustang, and Vernon. You know, he didn't retire, but yeah, Vernon was one of them dudes.
Yeah.
So pray for that family. Let me say this: the bowling party, y'all. The bowling party is Saturday, man. Y'all come on out, man. We gonna have a good time. I'm trying to merge, which I have been, you know, I am true grudge. I love grudge racing. The grudge racing comes from the street. As far as that, what I know, it comes from the street. It was called street racing at once upon a time, and you know this the transition of grudge racing is you know it is what it is. But I love it. I try to keep it true grudge. That's why I just started saying true grudge, because of what it means to me, and I have tried to merge these two worlds, old school, new school. I would say that all the time, South Side versus the West Side. I've always said that because of the connotation that came behind it. It was, you know, a street race with the South Side versus the West Side was the biggest thing that you could ever want to see back in the day on the street, if somebody from the West Side and somebody from the South Side was racing. It was just something to see. And this I've been trying to merge the two worlds together, you know, the street and the track. The young guys that's on the street now, I'm trying to, you know, incorporate them because they are the new guys, you know. But some of these older guys, you know, they want some instruction. You know, everybody don't, but some do, and I always try to push the older guys to, you know, give some instruction if they can. Help, you know, show the way, you know, lead by example, you know, with some things, you know what I mean? And they will be there. They come in. They've been slowly but surely, they have been coming, man. I go out there. I try to, you know, support them. And until this day, I'm still, you know, I'm trying to reward by trying to acknowledge some people, man, you know, with help. And they coming. So those two worlds, you know, we trying to merge them together, man. The old school, all the old heads that come, I appreciate y'all. Hope they all there. And, you know, we just trying to merge the two and have a good time, man. You know, me and Brother Leroy, we, you know, have food and bowling and just, you know, a good time, man. So I hope y'all come out Saturday and have a good time with us, man. And that's essentially it, man. I just I hope y'all come out. Shaky, go right on ahead. Is anybody in queue? That's all I got. Oh, June 15th. Y'all put that on y'all calendar now. Don't forget the stage. Mark your calendars. Father's Day weekend, the stage will be in effect. So y'all make sure y'all put that on y'all calendar. Okay, Brother Shaky, who you got in queue? You got somebody in queue?
I got a legend here. Mr. Drag, your mic is open. Thank you, sir. Are you available?
Oh, okay, yeah. man, I got so many stories I can tell y'all about Big Lewis, bro. I probably got more stories than the sons of them guys when it comes to racing, y'all. Big Lewis is one of my main mentors. Early on, and even after I started really being able to carry my own, you know, Big Lou was always there. I can tell you one big thing about Lou. We were when we went bracket racing every weekend. You know, back in them days, they didn't have no such thing as a 410 and a pro tree and all that. That stuff hadn't come out yet, and we were bracket racing, and we raced on a 510 tree. And me and Big Lewis would make a bet. This was his bet to me to help make me a better driver. I had to have a 510 or better light every round. We betted every round, and it was for $10. And God dang it, bro, it wasn't the time we left there that Big Lou wasn't in the hole. He had to buy the dinner or buy the food on the way home from the track. But that was one of the things he did. And it wasn't about the money with him. It was about trying to make me the best I could be, you know what I'm saying? And I take you back to 13, 14, 15 years old, little Don, Jamaican Don, and Big Lou used to take me to the track with them all the time. That's who I rode with. And those two guys, dude, when I tell you they argued more than they didn't, you know what I'm saying? They always was arguing, and they kind of like Martin Lawrence and Eddie Murphy on Light. You know what I'm saying? But they was a heck of a team together. And them two dudes, I wrote on my Facebook page, I bet them dudes up in heaven arguing right now. One heck of a dude, man. Yeah, I go way back. Yeah, Lewis put Lewis in one of my race cars one time, and the car got away from Lewis. It's got this, you know, spinning the tires and caught the curb, and when it caught the curb, Lewis didn't have the seatbelt on, and it threw him out the seat, and he totaled that car, man. Lou got hurt bad. I'm talking about real bad, y'all. He was in the hospital like almost 30 days behind that. Broke his arm. Yeah, he got hurt pretty bad, but he bounced back from it. So I got some stories. I ain't going to go on. You know, I just want to talk about the great times I had with Big Lou, man. You know, it's just like what you were saying, Sham. It's life, and we got to travel that road at some point. You know, you better get yourself in some sort of order.
This is true.
But, I got nothing. I can remember, I heard Shaky talk about Vernon them. I remember Vernon them were little kids, man. You know what I'm saying? And Big Lou, you know, Vernon, I don't know if it's Vernon, it's one of them. It's two of them. That's, you know, they got two sets of twins. They found this two sets of twins. So Vernon may be a twin. And Lou may be a twin. Now D is not a twin. D is the last one. He's the youngest. Yeah, mm-hmm. He's the youngest. But they got a sister too named Cynthia. I can't think of the younger sister's name, but Cynthia is the oldest. I think Cynthia is even older than Vernon. So that she
I
might.
Thought,
Cynthia
they were
might
together,
be.
Drag. They twins, ain't they?
They could be. They could be Cynthia and No, I think Cynthia's not a twin. I think Vernon is a twin with his other sister. They got it's two or three girls and three boys, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yep, and all of them got the same mother and same father. Cersei is their mom, and Big Lou is their dad, and their last name is Williams, Lewis Williams, and they basically. Lewis is come from a drag racing family because his brother Paul raced, his older brother, and his older brother Henry raced. You know, so they all was drag racers.
Amen.
Stories I can tell you about two that I've known him. I've been knowing Lou since I was about 8 or 9 years old. Probably 55 years, you know, somewhere around there. Of knowing Big Lewis, and I started going and going places with him, hanging out when I got around 13. Take me to the track, you know, take me all around the race spots and all that type of stuff, you know. And he was a Mopar guy. A lot of people don't know that Big Lewis was a Mopar guy at heart. When I first come to know Big Lou, had a satellite, one of them ones that looked like a Roadrunner. It's basically the same thing as a Roadrunner, but it's called a satellite. Big Lou had one of them. And he had been working on and building a motor for it for a long time. And he finally ended up selling the car.
So he was a Dodge man, huh?
Yeah, Big Lou always was a Chrysler man. He started fumbling around with the different stuff, but he was really a Chrysler man. And Big Lewis was, he always worked construction. And he was the sole provider because he didn't want his wife to work. Cersei was a full, you know, a full-time stay-at-home mom. He kept the house in order. Yeah, they got some kids turned out to be good kids and everything. You know, Big Lou stayed over there. They got a block or two off of, I think, once they call off or one of them streets right there. Before you get to 16th Street, I want to say 15th. It's either 15th or 14th. Then right there at the park, it's a school there.
Yeah.
Big Lou lived. That's where he lived. And he lived there for years, y'all.
It was a corner house.
It's a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah, right on the corner. It was an apartment building, but I think Big Lou probably was one of the main people that stayed there. And then, you know, when he moved south, he bought that house on Elizabeth.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is what good people do when they go. They make you remember, make the world remember. Man, we can't forget. It's so many people, man.
Man, that man there has been a brother to me. You know, a mentor, a brother, a friend. He was all that.
Yeah. Old days.
Big Ooey. I call him Big Ooey.
Yeah, big boy. Wow, bro. This time is flying, y'all. Tell you.
Yeah.
It's so flying.
We're getting closer to being on deck. It definitely by the
yep.
age we are for sure.
Yep. Yep.
But it's,
hey, we got
what it is, you know.
Hey, we got to let it be known that the number one thing that we should worry about is the body. And if you ain't got
yep.
your body right, that time gonna come a lot quicker. So I'm telling everybody that can hear us talking, man, listen, have conversations, just talk about some miracles that happened to somebody else. And then maybe that might happen for you. But you got to get yourself checked out, man, not when it's too late. So, man, the high blood pressure, the worry, all that kind of stuff, man. The food, not eating the right food, eating what we like instead of what we should be eating. Man, if you eat right,
yeah,
you
that
can
all
jump
that all plays a role in the longevity. Plays a role.
Yeah. And
yeah.
think about your family. Just don't think about you, because if something happened to you, man, we put them in a bad position. We put them in a bad position. Did we just up and leave unexpectedly? Man, stop playing. We need to get this thing together, bro. Plan. Yeah, baby, let's enjoy this. Let's do this. And just, man, believe, y'all. So I'm saying I'm going to miss Big Lewis. I'm going to miss anybody that leave here, man. Because that's what I always say, man. I like to keep it real, man. I love everybody, man. Shaggy, you ain't going to have nobody to raise. I don't care. That don't matter to me, man. What matters to me is these friendships, y'all. These friendships are the number one thing, because we can live somewhere else in this world and have some other kind of friends, but we got who we got. And so let's enjoy each other while we can. That's all. I'm talking too much, but okay, Sam.
No, you're talking the type of stuff. You're talking the stuff they need to be hearing. People need to be hearing this. You know what I'm saying? Preach. I can hear, listen if you talk about that type of stuff all night long, because you're dead on with what you're saying, bro. And the ones that don't want to hear it is just the ones that ain't ready yet. You know, the people that's ready, you know, you singing music to the ears. And we all got to prioritize our lives, man. There was a time in my life I didn't want to do nothing but go racing. I didn't care about nothing else. You know what I'm saying? And I've got just as much race stuff as anybody, y'all. And some of the best stuff money could buy. I ain't fired one of them thumb guns up in 2 years. You know what I'm saying? They just sitting.
I understand.
Because I had to get my priorities in order, you know. I just recently got married 2.5 years ago. We had to buy a house.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying? I lived in a one-bedroom house.
Yeah.
Well, shoot, me and my wife can't live in
that.
You know what I'm saying? So I had to get my priorities in order. Now that I got that stuff in order, I can probably peep at a little racing, you know. But I don't have, you know, I'm fortunate to have the things that I have. Don't get me wrong. But I don't have money like some of these other guys do, where they can do them both. It's one or the other for me,
right.
You know.
Greg, I think that you should leave this part out, how your wife saved your life. That's what you should tell. You should tell the world about
that. Yeah, oh, yeah.
Becky,
my wife,
go. Talk
you know,
about
I tell
it,
everybody
give
that story. I tell
give
everybody
here.
That story. You know, I got, I had told my wife, I said, my chest feel a little funny. And she said, okay, well, let's go to the emergency room, get it checked out. This was on a Thursday. And said, no, it ain't hurting or nothing. It just feel a little funny. And she said, okay, well, let's just go get it checked out. I said, I'll just wait around. If it starts acting a little bit different, I'll let you know. So she goes to work. She comes home Friday. Same thing, my wife got a routine that she does. She get off of work. She normally go in there and take a bath and get herself ready, put her pajamas on so she can go to bed at night, because she goes kind of early. And she asked me Friday. She said, what about your chest? I said, we're still doing the same thing. She said, well, let's just go to the emergency room, Rick, and check it out. I said, it ain't really bothering me. It ain't hurting or nothing. I don't know why it's doing it. So same thing again Saturday, y'all. And I wouldn't go. So we go to church on Sunday. We get home from church on Sunday. She say, what about your chest? Is it still? I said, yeah, it's doing it. And she tried to talk me into going. I wouldn't go. So Monday comes, she goes to work. When she come home from work, she takes a bath and gets in her pajamas like she's doing. Mm-hmm. She come in the house, sitting in the front. She said, well, what about your chest, baby? Is it changed? I said, no, I'm still doing the same thing. She didn't say a word, bro. She just went in the room and took her pajamas back off and put her clothes on. Said, let's go, or we going to be in here fighting. I said, well, I ain't finna be arguing with you. You know what I'm saying? So I put my stuff on, and I went with her. I went with her, and we went to the emergency room. Them people took me in there, which I walked in, no problem. Them feeling nothing, no different than the one I told you about feeling a little funny. And that they took me back there and run them tests, and he come and told my wife, he said, he can't leave. And she said, why? And he says, he got blockage, 80% blockage in one of his arteries, and he got another artery that's 50% blocked. We got to do some surgery on him. And if it don't be from her, that blockage would have got worse, and immediately that would have been a heart attack, you know. So, but my wife do work in healthcare. That's what she does. She's been in healthcare for over 20-some years. But she knows the signs of things. I guess she got to the point where she say, I'm tired of letting him go on and tell me how to do this. This is how it's going to have to be done, you know. And thank God for that. She saved my life, you know. I'm not saying that I would have died from a heart attack, but I could have been paralyzed. You know what I'm saying? Or I could have been a vegetable.
Preach, bro. Come on, bro. Okay. I heard that before.
Yeah, y'all guys, you gotta go get yourself checked out, man. All us men, we manly. You know what I'm saying? We don't feel like we need to go to the doctor and this, that, and the other. But boy, I'm telling you, I don't miss no doctor's appointments no more. I go to each and every last one of them.
Shoot. Yeah. Yeah, okay. We all go do that because I'm telling you, we done lost some good brothers last year. And I'm not saying that they could still be here, but, bro, if we care of ourselves like we take care of these cars, because the car going to be here when we leave. If somebody else goes here, and it's going to go on and go on. Come on. Yeah, bro.
If we make ourselves as important as we make them cars, then we wouldn't have a minister of them. We gotta do better about ourselves, y'all. And I'm a sweet eater all my life. That's all I did was eat junk. Candy sweets, cookies, cake, pies, ice cream, and all that, man. I got diagnosed with diabetes right after I turned 50 years old. You know, and I've been had diabetes almost 12 years. Hold on one second, y'all. My cousin called.
Yeah, I hope this is helping somebody, Shaggy. Somebody need to hear.
You got to, bro.
Is somebody in queue? Anybody in queue?
Hold on. Let me see. Did this WAP go?
Hello?
Wabba?
4028, yeah. Who is here? Is this Wabba?
Yeah.
What up, Wabba? Johnny Wabba?
Johnny Wabba, the original Johnny Wabba. What's happening, fella? Yeah, Jakey.
What's happening, Wabba?
Hey,
what's
how y'all doing, man?
Man, we all right, man. I'll be
at the party. I'll be at the party.
I'm looking forward to seeing you, Wabba. I swear I am.
Yes, sir. I will be there. How y'all doing, man?
Man, we all
I've
right,
I've been
man.
Listening to you,
all
man.
Right.
God is good,
you
man.
Sure or not. I done heard your voice, Wabba. I'm all right.
All right. I'll be there. I'll be there on the 24th, boy. Can't hold me back.
All right.
Hey,
we'll be there Saturday. That's this Saturday.
Hey, Wabba.
Hey.
Give that story on how God saved your life, Y-Bug, with your heart.
Oh, I know. Man, God is good, bro. All the time, man.
What's that for you, bud?
A lot, man. I'm still fighting this stomach cancer shit, but I'm still here talking to you.
God good, boy. I'm going to keep it real. That's when cool. I hear it, I'm going to talk about it.
That's right.
He's just too good. He's too good,
I'll
man.
Be there.
We
I'll
all
be there. I'll eat some pizza and drink me some Kool-Aid or pop. And I'll be there with y'all kicking it. Me and my two sons.
Oh, man, that's all right. That is
Tricky
all right.
Ricky. What's happening, Tricky Ricky? Dre.
He said, Dre, hold on, Wapa. Yeah, he said, hold
Dre,
on.
Dre, what's
yeah,
happening,
he said,
baby?
Hold on
for a minute.
Shaky, what's happening?
Just missing your voice, bro. How you been? You get that full speed again?
Yeah, listen, man. Only the strong survive, man. You got to pray, man. You got to put God
yep.
first, man.
Amen.
Every time, man. Just keep him in your prayers.
Yep. Ask what your assignment is. That's the key. Lord, what else you want me to do?
That's right.
The key. Sometimes we don't never ask that. We just ask for stuff. But what you want me to do?
Yeah, you know.
I'm telling it's so many people that's going to call in, and if they call in, and if they allow me to say what they told me, it's all about God, man. It's all about
all the time.
You got to praise him. Put him up there.
He's going to take this world back, man. All these people around here thinking that they doing some slick shit. Watch what God do.
Woo!
Gotta believe in him, man.
Yo, yes, what it do, what it do?
Man, you just don't know.
Young Blood, what up?
Tell me something good. Tell me something
man,
good.
Man, ain't nothing going on, man. Same old soup just warmed over. Trying
that's
to
right.
get it together. That's all. We're trying to get it together. It's the beginning.
See
the
Mr. Ryan. Ball. What up? How you feeling? I heard old White Bug on there.
Yeah, you hear White Bug.
The original. The original Bug.
What's happening, baby?
What up,
what
up, Johnny?
I've been working 12 hours a day, and I'm headed on in now.
Hey, man. They don't wait for an old-ass nigga to be outside this time of the night. Get on, boy.
Yeah, right. Hey, Shaky, I'm 66, knocking the hell out of 67. So you know what time that is.
Huh.
Hey,
man, boy, y'all old,
take me
man.
A bath.
Hey, Wapug.
Eat me take my old ass
y'all
down.
Y'all old, man. Y'all know y'all old, man. Y'all getting on up there, man. Y'all ain't playing no games, man.
Oh, no. I ain't playing no games. All my kids grown, 3 women, 2 men. That's it. I got a whole bunch of grandkids, goddamn, and great-grandkids. God is good.
Man, it's good to hear your voice, man, I swear.
I'm going to be up there with you. Sam, you're going to be seeing me Saturday, man. I what time
okay.
the play stop, and I'm going to be there early.
It started at 8 o'clock. We'll be there at 7:30.
We'll
be
there
at 7:30.
I'm going to get there at 7 o'clock.
Oh, what? All right.
Yeah.
Hey.
I'm going to be sitting there me
hey,
and my boy right now. Eating us some
we
pizza
got this
and drinking us some beer.
Hey,
oh,
one bug.
Hold on. Somebody calling
hey.
You, bug.
Yeah.
Hey, who that?
Let me. I want to holler at White Bug for a second. Hey, White Bug.
Hey.
I got somebody want to holler at you. Go ahead, man.
What's up, White Bug?
Hey, man. What's happening?
You don't even know who the fuck this is. Talk about what's happening.
I'm listening. Talk to me. I'm like the kitchen, boy.
This is Jeff.
Hey, Jeff, what's happening?
Look, he still don't know who I am. Talk about, hey, what's going on?
Hey, well, look, man. I'm 66
you know
now, so you know my memory ain't sharp as a razor no more.
Let me tell you. I'm gonna tell you this. I used to live there.
Okay.
I used to live in your house.
Damn.
Jeff
that
Johnson.
Damn Jeff. Huh?
Jeff Johnson.
Oh, this Jeff Johnson.
Jeff Johnson with Sister Barbara and Brenda.
Yeah. Jeff, what's happening?
Not much.
Yeah, damn, where you still in? You still in Texas?
Yeah, I've been calling your ass. You don't answer the phone.
Man, goddamn, there'd be so many bill collectors calling me, so I don't answer none of it.
I heard that. You just like me, kid. If I don't know that number,
yeah.
I ain't picking that motherfucker up.
Hey, if it ain't in my goddamn index, I ain't going to answer. I ain't going to lie to
you. Go. If you see a Texas number come up with 945, that's me.
Well, I'm sure
going
to answer that from now on, brother.
There you go. What's been going on?
Johnson. Yeah. Nothing, just getting off work a little while ago. Made me $150. I'm putting on some brakes tonight. And now I'm on my way to the house.
Well, there you go. There you go.
You know, I'm still a hustler now. A bone hustler now. I
there
still can
go,
hey. That's $150 tax-free money.
Hey, hold on now. I work for the IRS. I have to come get your ass.
Man, 45 number, huh?
Yeah, 945.
Okay, man. I'm still going to look that up, man. I seen a bunch of Texas number come up on my phone.
Yeah, I said, well, shit, this motherfucker ain't there. I said, he must be like me. He ain't going to pick that phone up. How's everybody, man? How's your sister and them doing?
Everybody all right, man. My wife, me and her getting a divorce, so I'm back at home with my mama for a minute. I've been with my wife 6 years, man.
You're going to get that mortgage money.
I'm
talking
gone.
About Macy.
No, I'm married, man. I was
happily
married, but you know
how that goes. Hey, man, shit, I left my wife in Germany. I moved to Germany.
You moved to Germany?
Yeah, I was living in Germany about four or five years. And
how you like it?
It was alright. That's just slow though.
What, you went to the military or something?
No, my wife's German.
Oh, wow.
But
really,
she became a fucking
alcoholic.
She became an alcoholic. Shit, I had to leave that shit alone. This shit is too much for that wine.
You have to draw her to keep her.
It's too much wine, man.
You know
how
I go, man.
Fuck that.
You know how I go. Man, I'm going to be looking for your call tomorrow. Look, I work for
Eddie.
Eddie,
I'm going to give you a bug. I'm going to hit you up tomorrow.
Hey, hit me up, man. Hold on. Hey, why bug?
Hey.
Why bug?
Hey.
Before you leave, man, Wabba, I want to know what's one of the best races you had, man, back in the day.
The best race?
Yeah. One of the best race I had
on South Chicago when I drove drag down there and he grabbed that shit on me.
What drag?
Big drag to the west side.
Ooh-wee. You lying, bro.
Hey, listen. Fat Kevin and Ellen tried to give me a bottle, but I forgot. Drag and, let's see. It was drag. What's the boy knocked up? He had all that money. They was filling up a motorcycle bottle up there at Chevy Shop Bar. And that old boy hustled that bottle out that car, man. Greg flagged us off. He put his hand on my car first, and when he put his hand on Greg's car, I left on it. I put four cars on Greg on South Chicago with that cousin.
Huh.
You jumped the white bird.
Another race, man.
Yeah.
You
hear me? I ran 4 cars on drag, man. It was running and gone. That man grabbed that shit and flew around me.
How come you just can't say that man was fast? Why you had to say he hit that shit? Why you say that?
Because when I got down there, all them boys hustled around him, and he gave him that bottle. When I grabbed that land, it stuck in my hand. Tricky Ricky, no, I ain't lying. That man there put a big mountain gorilla motor in the car, told him he going to let me spray, and he going to run on balls.
Oh, yeah.
That would be a good race.
You got
doing?
Everybody online, though.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm going to tell the truth, but God love the truth. That's what happened on that one.
Okay.
Because I had whooped a whole bunch of people I wasn't supposed to whoop, motor to motor. When I come back at drag, I followed around all the way from 43rd, 39th Street. It started snowing. He said, we're going to try it next year. When I come over on the shop on Harrison and the expressway right there, he had a big gorilla motor in there, an automobile motor with a dominator sitting on top of it that time. And he said, he's going to let me spray. He's going to run on motors.
Yeah. Ooh, that motherfucker new school, that new school shit running fast in the motherfucker.
All that stuff running fast now.
Yeah,
everything,
yeah.
Time is ahead of itself, bro. That
oh,
turbo
yeah.
stuff
yeah.
went out his index.
We're
that supercharged stuff
back
went
home.
Out his index.
We're
that old muscle
car
stuff, you're in trouble. If you ain't got some kind of power at him.
Hey, Wabub.
Yeah?
Johnny.
Yeah, I'm listening.
You know who this is, right?
No.
It's Sweet Fruit, man.
Hey, Sweet Fruit, the women's fruit. The
women's
fight
with
y'all.
Yeah, Garley Marley. Yeah, that's me.
What's going on, Rookie?
And the young lady. And when you come
and the man,
inside,
me and my crew just going to try to take Chicago over this year, that's all.
Y'all going to try to take Chicago over?
Yes, sir.
You know what I just thought about? You and my mama got the same birthday.
Yep, that's right.
Is your birthday 605?
Yep.
Hey, Mom, say hi to Eddie. That's Big Eddie, Mama.
Hello, Eddie. How are you?
Hey, how you doing, Miss Watson? It's been a pleasure
what?
To talk to you again.
So what, huh?
Hey, how you doing? It's a pleasure to hear your voice.
Well, I'm doing pretty good.
Are
you?
That is good. Wobble's having a good run. I just got to talk to my mama. She's made 95 years old.
Whoa!
Yeah, that's impressive. My mama,
yeah.
My daddy made 90.
How you doing, Miss Watson?
Hey, Mom, Jeff Johnson on the phone, too.
Huh?
Jeff Johnson. Jeffrey Johnson.
Really? Well, hello, Jeffrey.
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Oh, that's great. That's great. Can't complain.
Wouldn't do any good if we did, would it?
That's right. That's right. So.
Hey, man,
all of us.
Here, all y'all.
Right about now,
y'all
will
be
at hey.
Where Miss Watson go, John? Put your mama back on the phone.
Oh, okay. Hey, man, it's so shaky. Crazy shaky. Shaky. You know, Brett used to be with Shaky all the time.
Y'all remember, but hello, Shaky.
Hey, Miss Watson, how you doing? I just want to tell you, I'm so happy to hear your voice, and I miss you, and I miss your son, Big Brett. I miss that nigga
oh,
so
yeah.
much, I don't know, sometimes. Yeah, it's just like it's a bad dream.
Oh, I know. And it seems like it's been 7 years already since he's gone.
That nigga left here too early for me. Damn. Man, man. This is a good show tonight. I feel for everybody. Yeah, Miss Watson. You ain't drive that 98 around, Miss Watson.
Nah, she don't drive nothing. We drive her around. She got enough kids.
Oh, okay.
She ain't got to drive
okay.
nowhere.
There you go.
All right, man. Hey, man, I'm going to see y'all on Saturday, man. I'm going to be there at 7 o'clock, me and my two boys.
All right, Wabba. I can't wait to see you, man.
Okay, I'm going to see you. I'm going to see you Saturday, bro. I'll be there. I'm making that paper now, so I ain't got no excuse. I'll be there.
All right. That's what I want to hear.
All right. See y'all later.
Hell of a thing. That's it. All
right.
Y'all, man.
Love you, brother.
Love you, bro. See you in a bit.
Okay. Okay.
Man,
see y'all
let's talk about some race tonight, Sham. Where you at, Sham? Hot now, man.
When they get Wild Bill off the phone, then they going to start talking about racing, huh?
Hey.
Where the race is at? They all on the mic. Where they at, Shaky?
Man,
I heard Ryan on here.
There's about 300
I know
people
Lenny,
over here, man.
Lenny steady texting me. Where's Lenny at?
Shaky, mute my mic. I put my hand back up when I need you, Shaky.
I got you, Ed.
What'd
you say, Ed?
What'd
you want me to do?
Mute my mic, and I put my hand back up and down when I need to get back in.
Okay.
Yeah, Lenny, where you at, Lenny? He was on, he was just texting me. Where's little brother at? Who else? Is anybody else in queue? Who all was in queue?
You.
Yeah. I'm here, Sam, but I'm working.
Oh, there you go. What's happening?
Is this the lady?
Yeah, but I'm working, guys. So I'm listening.
Oh, okay, he working.
Lindo. He working. Hold
yeah,
on,
he
hold
at
on.
Work.
Ooh, got a lot of hands now, y'all.
Well, y'all know that he is the prince of the street, none other than Jeremiah, man. How are you guys?
What up, Jeremiah? How you doing?
I can't call a rich living and gangbanging, baby.
Long time no hear from you. You good? I ain't heard from you.
Oh, I'm better than good, man. I just sit in the cut and just listen, man.
I understand. Mr. Vic, your mic is open. What's happening? I cannot believe these two are the same brothers at the same time. Big Vic.
What's happening?
What's happening?
Hey, Victor.
Happy New Year. What's
hey,
happening?
Hey, Jeremiah. How y'all doing?
I knew it.
I hope you're coming back to the race world this year, Jeremiah.
Man, I'm going to sit this one out this year, man. I'm trying to get
that's that bullshit. That's that bullshit.
Oh,
right there.
Yeah,
that's
man.
Okay.
I got a bad truck. And
I understand.
All
I see
stuff,
well,
yeah.
Guess what? I'll see you next year then.
I might make a cameo. I ain't going to lie, depending on, what's said and how it's said and
What needs to be said? Lock in?
Oh, shoot. Wait. Well, Vic, wait a minute. You're talking too quick, Vic. I just can't race no more big block head up, man. Stop it, man.
Stop it. You done whooped me twice, man. Stop it. You whooped me twice.
Vic, there you go, Vic.
I got him. Hey, Vic, I got to stay in my lane. You know what I'm saying? I got to stop stepping
out
my lane.
You
whooped
me twice, man. What you mean?
Yeah.
And I didn't run the second time I wasn't head up. I mean, the one time I wasn't head up, I gave it back up.
Yeah. If you did something like that, I might be interested in trying.
Get back up there.
Back
you
tie.
Got it.
Back tie
you
the
got
break.
It. No, you got the back tie. Get back up there.
You got the back tie?
Yeah, he got the back tie, Shaky. You heard me.
Back tie and the break, man.
No, sir. You done whooped me twice. Why would I give you the back tie and the break?
Because you got the bugs worked out, I believe, now. So I'm going to go off that of what I believe. And I don't think I can say that with the bugs worked out.
We'll talk later. I'm going to leave that alone. You say you don't want it, I'm going to leave it alone.
Yeah,
but on to other
people. Hey, I'm gonna be your biggest fan this year, though. I'm gonna be in the background with my pom poms and my, I appreciate it.
Up
and down, say, hey, you know, I know you went out. You went out last year as a champ. You know what I'm saying? I know you knocked off a tycoon in racing. So you know. You took that crown. You took off the lion's head. So you know,
it's all good.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm waiting on this other joker to get ready. He said he ain't ready yet. So I'm waiting on him to get ready.
Hey,
you know
Vic,
who that joker
but,
is?
But, hey Vic, outside of your team, we're just talking about Illinois teams right now. What team do you think is going to be most victorious of
2024? What team?
Yeah, what team. That means all cars included that are in that team.
You really want me to say answer that question?
No,
I'm going to answer that question. I'm going for the I'm riding with my guys the West Side. I'm gonna say my West Side guys, Puerto Rican Pete. Puerto Rican Pete. Team Puerto Rican Pete.
I don't know if Puerto Rican Pete is part of MKE or who is he a part of? Like who's all on Puerto Rican Pete's team?
Whoever is a part of it when it's time to get down, just like everybody else does.
Okay.
That's my man. I'm riding with him to the end. I'm riding with him to the end. That's my
man. Welcome back. Y'all had fun. Yeah.
He
kissed
him.
I respect his answer. I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm not gonna be biased, but I like Freak Life for 2024. I like Freak Life Small Block Alley Racing. All 2024. I think Freak Life Small Block Alley Racing is gonna come out victorious.
Where the president
at,
man? Where the president at, Jeremiah?
You talking to the president right now?
No, you ain't the president. You the vice president.
No, you talking to the president. We got four presidents on our team.
So I want to talk to the
which
talk
president
to
you want?
You little freak. You little freak.
I don't know. Big freak is probably somewhere in the gym doing lifting weights and doing steroids right now.
Okay. I'm just going to say what.
Yeah.
I ain't talking to him.
Yeah. Like I said, I mean, I don't want to be biased, but I don't think there's a team in Chicago right now that has the type of cars the Freak Lights have that's going to be victorious.
Uh-oh. I think Mr. Ryan was on here. Hold on.
Where
Mr. Ryan,
at?
You there?
Where you parked?
What up?
Yeah.
Hey, you hear this guy on here talking about what? Hold on, Jeremiah. There go Mr. Ryan. What you say something? Because you just said something.
Well, see, Ryan's car is not in that. It cannot be in that category. I said cars in that category. I don't categorize.
I thought you said team.
I don't categorize. Say it again.
You said team, baby.
Yeah, no, team definitely. Definitely team.
They got more people on the team.
Yeah.
They got.
But you have to understand. You have a, without going into a lot of business, I mean, I can't really say if that is or isn't a team. I don't know if Brother Ryan claims a specific team as it pertains to that versus claiming his car. So I don't really know if he's a part of that team.
or not. And if we're going to be transparent, I believe that you're talking about Vaughn right now, Shaky. I don't know if Ryan is on that team. I don't know. See, Shaky, I don't know that they're a team other than them all being homies. I don't know if they're a team or not. I don't know if they have a team name or a team. I don't know that. So when I say that, I speak of teams that I know. I see Ryan as being his own entity, but he deals with other individuals. All right, babe. So I don't know that. So what I'm saying, when I say team-wise, I know that Freak Life is a team. I know that I Freak Block Small Alley. I know Westside MKE is a team. I know you see what I'm saying? Big Time Racing, that's Vic and them. I know that they're a team. So I don't really know. I'm saying team-wise. I can't speak on the person that's a renegade or, you know, people. I don't know that that's a team. I'm trying to be careful with the way I say it. I don't know that they're a team. So what I'm saying is when it comes down to teams, as it pertains to teams, like a team with a Freak-like name. Go ahead.
You really come
I just see Freak-like coming to the front. Point blank period. And then since you brought up a car such as Dirty Diana, I don't believe that Dirty Diana is in the category of any of our cars per se. Could be, may not be. I mean, we seen what that picture looked like last time. So,
what are we talking about cars now? What's up with that?
Same time, same place. But Shaky, again, you keep saying team. I cannot say definitively what's going on with that organization. That's what I want to say.
I
look at them as an organization. I can't say that they're a team because you got two chiefs inside of this organization. So I can't say that they're a team or not. I don't know what they are. And so right now, I will categorize them as an organization. So organization
hold on a second, Jeremiah. Hey, Shaky, I think D is on the line. Can you let him in right quick so he can
your mic is on.
No, not that D. I'm talking about Lil D. Big Lou son, Vernon brother.
Oh, Mr. D, you there?
Hey, what's happening?
What up,
D? Sir? How you feel?
Hey, man. I'm sorry for your loss, brother.
I appreciate
your loss, man. Yes,
young,
appreciate
young blood.
It. Yeah, hey, what's going on, guys? How you guys holding up?
Man, we talking about your dad earlier. Boy, we missing him.
Oh, yeah, know? Yeah. Oh, Big Luke. Yeah, bro. Hey, he pointed a lot of guys in the direction they in now. Especially like I know with Jeremiah Flo, he helped Flo out a lot coming up.
Uh-huh.
You know, first of all, it come along with Barnell. He brought Barnell around because Barnell was chasing the National, so he couldn't get around the National, so they had to go get Flo. They couldn't get around that. So then they went to go get Tate. So now you know Tate is all in a whole nother stratosphere, and then for that Booker the same thing. So you know the old man helped. You know, even though he was older, he was able to pass things on to the next generation. You know, and be able to point them in the direction of the racing. You know.
Yes,
sir. Yeah. But and even Drag. You know, so it was a lot of
people. Yeah.
Yeah, he was on here. Yeah. Drag here.
Yeah. Big Twister here?
He was. He had clicked over.
Was,
I don't know if he ever came back.
Okay. Yeah. So, but yeah. So, you know, he definitely, you know, meant a lot to me, and I know a lot of people around the race. So, you know.
This is true.
I look at things like as one big family, you know.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Well, don't forget to let us know when let me know, D, what's going on, about the
festival. I'll let you know, and I'll let you know, I'll post it on Facebook so everybody
can
be able to show their peace.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, thanks for the invite. Y'all be at the bowling alley this weekend?
Yeah, we'll be there Saturday.
All right.
Christ.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Sure.
Right. Looking forward to seeing you.
Okay. All right. I'll take it easy. Thanks for the invite.
Uh-huh.
Okay, D. Yes, sir.
All right. All right.
Lowrider. Who else? I'm sorry. Who you say? Didn't you say Lowrider?
Yeah, Lowrider. But I think he probably ain't. He's waited too long. I told him his mic is open.
Oh, okay. It might. He got probably some people on the mic with him. So what? Well, what time is it? Is it too late for a topic? I guess it is. Let me see. Hold on.
I want to ask Vic something. Vic, you there, Vic?
Yeah, I'm here. What up? Yeah, what up?
Ain't it kind of disappointing when you got your heart set on fucking somebody up and you come to a motherfucker and they turn the table and they don't want to do what the fuck they do, feel what they feel is. It's fair.
Hey, I want to ask a question. I came in on the ass end. On the ass end of the conversation, right? How y'all doing? This Vaughn, man. What up?
Yeah.
I'm trying to see something. I don't know. I'm trying to.
What you were saying?
I heard.
What did that
you know,
mean?
Hey, what's up, Chef?
Boy, Jeremiah, no, he be kicking it off, boy. Come on, Bob. What you trying to see?
Oh, man.
What you trying to see?
What you trying to see,
Bob?
Hey, what's funny, man? What's going on?
I'm just laughing because of how you your approach. What, you know, I don't know where it's going. I'm trying to figure out something.
Come on, Vaughn. Jeremiah kicked it off. Come on, Vaughn.
I'm just trying to see. I heard a couple words. Like, I heard Team Dirty Diana. I don't know. I heard organization. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
I heard a couple fair words, too. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to see what's going on. If a person got to label themselves a name for you to call them a team. In my eyes, if a group of motherfuckers come together and they whooping ass, that's a team to me. So I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know. I'm just trying to see what you're talking about.
Hey, Vaughn, okay. Everything don't even need no explanation, right? But I didn't respond because I don't respond to every damn thing that everybody say. But they talking about just Chicago. We got the baddest gross team in the entire game. There's no team right now.
So
Let
me ask this, I'm just a question asker. Was this in reference to like a traveling team or okay when we in Chicago is everybody still? Everyone for themselves, or is it still a team? Maybe that's a question.
Good question, Sean. That's a good question.
I mean, with us, we still we tied to the hip.
Oh, so no matter what,
this ain't
no matter what,
no matter what. But what I'm getting at is,
okay.
we just not saying Chicago.
Uh huh.
We have the entire grudge world on lock right now.
Oh,
we
talk
about all over the United States. The entire United States. Ain't no better race team than us. Not one.
Okay, so if I pose the question to the panel. What makes a great race team though? What makes it? Is it money?
You know what I'm saying, how they mesh. And for two, I'm a respond to something else you said. You said that it can't be a team because it got two teams. Well, my response to that is the best team, you can't tell who the chief is. You know what I'm saying? So if we can't help it, you know what I'm saying, that y'all got one thief and a lot of followers, you know what I'm saying, a lot of followers. That ain't how we roll, but
man.
We followed a few things that you're saying, that's all.
Well, let me clean that up, Vaughn, because when somebody just said earlier they wanted to speak to our captain or whatever, they said, like I told them, who you want to talk to? Because we got four people that everybody – see, the thing about it is everybody on our – like our particular team, everybody on our team is a boss. So what I think, everybody on their own
That ain't
time.
What you said. You said the team – you said something about the team not working because they got two cheese.
No, I
so
didn't
if
say,
you,
I didn't
so,
say,
so
I,
if you
I
said
–
if you said
right.
five cheese –
You just, I Vaughn, you just lied on me, and I don't take you as a liar. If I want to clean that up, but
wait,
I never said
what
that you
say?
All can't coincide. All I said.
No,
was
you didn't say nothing
so
about
important.
Us particular. You said two teams being on the team. Am I lying about that? Ain't that what you
no,
said?
No, that's what I said. You all have. Matter of fact, you all don't have two teams. You got three. Well, let me say
don't
change
it up
cheese.
Now. Don't change. No. You don't get to do that. No, you don't get to do that.
I get to do that.
No, you don't get to do that.
We
talking about what you said. You said I was a liar.
Right,
you don't get to do that. You don't get to move the goalpost.
Okay,
listen, your field goal is 60 yards.
I
want to
stop.
You don't get to move the goalpost.
I want to stop you from
that's
lying here, Vaughn. So what I said was, you got two cheats on your team. That's what I said.
Oh,
that's
man,
what
that's
I'm
a
saying.
Double
and I just went even further and said, you don't just have two cheats on your team.
No,
you
that's not. No,
team.
But you don't get to move the goalpost, brother. We talking about what you said.
It ain't about moving the goalpost. It's just the facts of the matter, man. And I'm not mad at it. I mean, if you call yourself a team, that's cool. All I said was when you talk about a team, I asked what was the name pertaining to is what I asked Shaky. I said,
you
got free life. I said, you got free life.
It don't matter. Hey, Jeremy, no, we not talking about that. We talking about what you said. So you never said nothing about two cheese?
Absolutely, I said that. I said that, and
hey,
I went from two to three.
Excuse me. Jeremiah, I got a question.
Yes, sir.
And I think this will help narrow it now. You made the statement about it being two chiefs on one team, but then you come back and make a statement that everybody on the team is a chief. What if a team only consists of two members? It's just like your team. Everybody's a chief on the team. So on one hand, you criticize, and on the other hand, you said this
saying.
Was what
I'm,
your team
that's
was.
Right.
When I said moving the goalpost, that's exactly what I was talking about. I wasn't talking about what he
hey,
just
Vaughn, guess what?
I was talking about what he
lost,
just
hey,
said.
Hey, Vaughn, let me say this. I lost thousands of dollars a couple Sundays ago because motherfuckers moved the goalpost without moving the goalpost. So people go move the goalpost when they want to. I don't care about moving the goalpost. The fact of the matter is, I don't know you all.
You ain't gonna move the goalpost with no thinker. You're not gonna do that.
Well, I mean, Vaughn, I mean, thinking in the box, thinking outside the box. I mean, whatever. Like I said again, as it pertains to teams, do I look at you all as a team? No, I look at you all more as an organization. And that's my opinion. My opinion don't mean nothing, man.
Jealous.
I was just about to say, I was just about to say, who the fuck is you to say? We don't care
I'm
what
somebody.
You look at us. Hey, you
right.
supposed
I'm
to look at us.
Man,
just
I
look
mean,
at us. No, look. Don't look at us as opposition, motherfucker. That's what you look at us as.
Yeah, oh, man, not the ops.
Fine. You are our opposition. You are our opposition in this drag racing game.
The fuck is
you
talking about?
Man.
You don't look at us
you
as a team.
You are
opposition.
You are. You are opposition. And minus.
Hey, anytime it's us,
in your organization, you don't have a card that you're associated with, you want to play with me, man.
Hey, listen, let me tell you this. Anytime it's us against the fucking world, we a fucking team. It's us and the rest of y'all in the world.
It's Freak Life Small Block Alley against the world, so I guess we're going to have a lot of playing this
summer.
Y'all
confused. Y'all confused.
I guess
we're
going to have a
lot
of playing this summer. I guess we're going to have a lot of playing. Because I've seen
Lord have mercy.
Because everybody on our team know their place, man. Everybody on their team got their own. God bless them now, they got their own, man.
Jeremiah.
See, we
don't need nobody on their team. When it was war time for you, I had to drive your car, and I'm on the other
team. You drove my car.
Not the high gun.
Hey, listen, Vaughn. You drove my car because my team member was not able to drive my car, and I had a lock-in race. Don't read more to it, Vaughn. Hey, Vaughn, when you was ready to race, don't forget that when you called me, I said, hey, Vaughn, come on. Hey, Vaughn, remember this, bro. I appreciate you again, Vaughn, for driving the car the two or three times you drove the car, Vaughn. That don't stop nothing from no team the same way Mike Ratlin was put out of Dirty Diana. Does that stop Mike Ratlin from being a part of your team?
No.
Or somebody else driving the car that ain't from Chicago?
No.
Man, stop,
hey, listen,
Vaughn.
It don't
you
stop.
Talking
hey,
to a thinker
listen,
right
listen,
now.
Hold on.
You're
can
talking
I respond?
To a thinker, bro.
Can I respond? Can I respond?
He was telling
can I respond? Please. Can, hold on. Can I respond? No, that don't stop no difference with Mike Ratlin, no Dirty Diana, getting out of Dirty Diana. But it stopped the difference when the owner of the car, now see, if the owner of the car comes to me and say, man, can you help me out? These motherfuckers ain't fucking with me, ain't going to drive. Can you drive this car for me? That's the difference right there. That's the difference.
But Vaughn, did I call you? I'm the horse's mouth. I want to test your temperature right quick, Vaughn. Hey, I called you and said somebody wants to fuck with me, bro. Can you drive my car? That's what I said to you, Vaughn. Is that what I said to you?
Hold on. You didn't call me. We was at the track, and you walked up to me, and you said, and I said, man, why the fuck Scotty can't drive your car, Jeremiah? And you want me to say what you said after that, or we just going to
say? No, say what I said, bro. Anything I say once, I say twice, bro. I want to test your temperature.
Well,
make sure you don't tell the
truth, motherfucker.
Oh, okay, well, you said, man, this motherfucker acting funny right now, man. Fuck that shit. You driving
funny.
Oh,
man.
So I drove the car for you. Nigga, I looked out for you.
Mm-hmm,
but
okay.
What I'm saying is we talking about a team. You want to go in depth with the bullshit. I ain't got to do all that because me and you both know what's up. Yeah, but I'm responding to what you're not saying. Because listen, you got to think about it. When you tried to beat around the bush, but when you talk about that situation, you got to understand you're talking about me, too. You got to understand that. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Got a point there.
No, go ahead. I just want you to keep in mind, Vaughn, that when you tell the story, I want you to tell the story. Oh, Vaughn, you and myself first time was never talking about you driving my car at the track, Vaughn. You and myself was on the phone, Vaughn. No, we was not. I did not want this, Jeremiah. I'm not about to do all that, bro. You win. If you about to do that, you never had, Jeremiah, you said it 50 times.
Your car was sitting at the line with no driver. Your car was sitting at the line. Scotty was working on his Mustang. Let me tell you where you're lying, bro.
Vaughn,
what happened?
Hey, please stay out of this because you don't even know what's going on, bro. Stop. That's what happened. You keep sucking, bro. Hey, Jeremiah, I'm not. We're going to stop before it starts.
I don't want to do that, Jeremiah.
We cool. Hey, we cool. We cool, Vaughn, but what I'm saying is this right here.
Stop lying, bitch ass nigga. I don't give a fuck who on the phone. You ain't got no wife. You ain't got no bitch ass.
All right, I'm
damn.
Tell me I'm sucking dick again so I can tell you where to go with it, nigga.
I'll holler at y'all later.
Oh, man.
Get your bitch ass off the phone, lying pussy motherfucker. Lying bitch ass out of here, nigga. Whole ass niggas always coming on here lying.
Bitch ass nigga, you know you be talking about your own teammate. Bitch ass nigga, tell it.
Man.
Bitch motherfucker. Always sucking dick.
Come on,
man. These niggas acting funny. Scotty and them doing this. Man, I heard the bitch ass nigga say it with his lying ass. He told it to me. Fuck out of here, nigga. Now that it's exposed, motherfucker, go on and tell the truth. You say what you say once, you say it twice. You loud, bitch ass nigga. I ain't want to say somebody sucking dick, nigga. Now, put that in practice. What I said behind it, bitch. And I don't give a fuck the show recorded. I don't give a fuck who listening. Go get your people. Your front, nigga. We ain't got to get into the gangster shit because you ain't doing nothing but lying, bitch ass nigga.
Hey, Shawty. Shawty, can you hear me?
Man, that's
lying, motherfucker. Yeah.
Wow. Can you hear me, Shawty?
Yeah.
I just want to, you're a man on the phone, Tim. I just want to bail my 200. We locked in this bet a few months ago, and Bond didn't want to tell the truth. But now they going back and forth. Finally told, Bond finally told it. Jeremiah did talk that shit about his team and asked Bond to drive that cop. Remember, I brought that
up
on
the
show, goddammit.
Yeah,
I remember. And Bond said, I ain't going to do all that. I ain't going to go for it.
Yeah,
he
said
I
don't
want to
get in all that. Bond said he don't want to get in all that.
But now
he didn't call
Jeremiah
me.
Send me that 200. Come on, there ain't no 10 and all this shit. That Bond came in. Now it's different.
It took him a while. This bitch ass nigga, all these niggas mad at the wrong shit. They mad about Ryan drawing on motherfuckers. Man, a man can do what he want to do. You don't want to race. Get your ass out the way.
This is the thing, you know.
Who like who? These niggas some hoes. This ain't nothing but racing, man.
Look, sorry, the motherfucker be trying to sound so smart and with all this old educated talk he's trying to use. You come on this motherfucker, and I ain't got no dog in the fight. I'm just making an observation. You come on and say, freak like the baddest team, this, that, and the third, and y'all got four presidents, and they say, we want to speak to the president, because you look freak, we want to speak to big freak. And he say, we got four presidents, but then come on right behind that and say, well, I don't consider them guys as a team. I consider them as an organization, because they got two chiefs. How did they come on the phone and address you? They got three chiefs. What the fuck made the difference?
Any front.
Again, how is it equal? This is my observation. Y'all put the weight. You bet $1,500. You bet your own money. When y'all bet on the other time, y'all bet $10,000. Everybody come out here to the collector. So how is that equal?
You gotta make it make sense, man.
These
motherfuckers mad. These motherfuckers mad. Tate got his own car. Ryan got his own car. Vaughn got his own car. They all got their own car. They all doing their own damn thing.
Hey,
see me Saturday.
You don't have time to talk shit off the shit.
that don't mean nothing to me, and that ain't going
to
fucking happen.
I don't even want to talk to you,
that
man.
See me Saturday. That is, bro. That is. Okay? So all of that trying to talk to me, man, trying to impress me and the rest of these niggas, man, I don't give no fuck about that shit, bro. Man, stop. That's why I stay away from a lot of you hoe-ass niggas, man, because you niggas is fucking sensitive, man. Y'all get on these fucking shows.
Now, that's what I'm about to tell y'all, man. Y'all got to stop. Hey, listen, hold on. Because this started from, this stemmed from me and you, Jeremiah. Everybody got to stop responding like that with those dumbass situations, bro. When you wrong, bro, you wrong. I know we cool, bro.
No, ain't no wrong.
I'm not worried about none of that.
No, we cool,
bro. But what I'm saying is, I'm just saying, bro. All this, it ain't no whole ass shit, bro. It would never even went down. We need to leave shit alone, bro. It is what it is. I know it ain't never been, bro. I'm just saying, it's still
for me. What I just said ain't here for you, bro. That ain't even. That's the shit Finn just did. You got my fucking number, bro. Why the fuck you wait till you get on the phone and try to say some slick ass shit, man? Fuck out of here with that shit,
man.
That ain't got nothing to do with none of that, man. I'm just not, hey, bro, this is why I stay away from these shows, bro. Because it be a lot of whole-ass shit going on around here, and motherfuckers sit back and they call this shit real, and you make a motherfucker feel like they real,
man.
And the shit they
do
is
made
real
the bid,
fake,
was on the talk show.
Everybody got to stop reacting like
that.
We all here judging. We all here judging.
Y'all made the bid on the talk show.
Hey, man. If we made the bet on the talk show, guess what? That's why I asked Von, and Von would not even talk about that shit, because Von actually knows. When Von really think about it, hey, Von, I didn't come to you and ask and say, hey, Von, on that date in specific that we're talking about, Von, will you drive my car? No date. Me and you talked about it, and Von said to me, hey, man, I'll drive. Motherfucker did the last that he always do. I'll drive that shit for you, man. Because Mike Ratner to fool my car, bro. I don't hide about
hey,
what
bro.
Happened.
Listen. You just said everything you said, and I'll respond to it.
What you said
is true. We talked about it then, but what I'm talking about is that day when your car was sitting at the line, you didn't have no driver, they was acting crazy, and you walked up on me and asked me to drive your car and whoop that nigga ass, and I whooped that nigga ass because you asked me to drive your car. That's the day I'm talking
right
about
there
that you
when
walked
it
up
happened.
On me.
Nah.
When you walked up on me and asked me to drive your car.
No, I was, nigga.
Okay.
I was standing
okay.
There, nigga. I was up there that day.
So
I remember the man
so
went to
the
goddamn computer and put on his
man
top and say it to me to tell you what he was doing.
What car did I race? That's all I'm asking.
I don't know. I don't remember. I remember I was looking at you. Hold on. I remember that Mike Randall walked up there and changed the fucking timing on your car. Explained to you that he wasn't putting all the timing out at once. Man, you was a goddamn fraud, Jeremiah. Don't put me in that shit, nigga. You know what the fuck happened. You know what the fuck happened, man.
You
goddamn right, because you standing there lying.
Let me tell you where you're lying at, Fly.
Lying, bro.
Now, you just said, hold on. You just said you were standing right there, right? When Von drove my car. You lied to your fucking teeth. You was not standing there.
No,
you
didn't.
You
said you
were
standing there
when
Von drove, man.
Get your ass out of here, man. Mustang when Von drove my car, man.
Lord have mercy.
What the fuck is you talking about?
Mike Randall went and got his computer, and he claimed to you that Mike Randall was not taking all the time and out at one time like Scotty had it set up. They did what they did. They went right back up there and made a test hit, man. Get the fuck out of here with that shit.
So what I'm saying,
I was standing right there.
All I asked you was this right here, because I asked you what car did I race? Because
I don't know.
When you, I'm about to tell you.
It was that sham. You telling me I wasn't that sham?
Hey,
right?
I don't
know.
So
what
I'm
saying,
what I'm saying
to you is this right
you
here.
You know I drove your
when
car.
Race,
we working with all factual information. You know I drove your car and beat somebody ass.
Yeah, that's
I got it now.
You got him on top bar. We had a conversation
Damn, stop
before.
Lying,
and when we got to the track bar, on that, after the conversation.
We never, Jeremiah, listen. We listen what I'm saying, brother. Your motherfucking ass, when we was at the track, your fucking car was sitting at the line waiting on the grudge race, nigga. And Scotty and them wouldn't come. And
already
said,
knew he was driving my
would
car.
Would you do
bro?
This
what
for
the
me?
Fuck are you talking
you...
about?
Okay, then. So what you saying? How you disputing what I'm saying? Then if you already know what I'm
saying,
talking about,
Vaughn, because the way that you're putting it, let me digress. Because I don't want nobody to think I'm upset. I'm on the car phone. So if I sound like I'm talking loud, I'm on the car phone. Again,
uh-huh.
the way you're setting it up, Vaughn, you're setting it up as though I came to you. We never had a conversation. Vaughn, we had a conversation. I'm going to put it to you like I ain't even going to put that business out here because that ain't for the show. Me and you had a conversation, though, Vaughn. And I remember, I have a photographic memory. I can tell you where I was standing at. Me and you had a conversation,
okay,
bro.
Hey, bro. Hey, listen.
And,
hey, Jeremiah.
Hold on,
Vaughn, Jeremiah.
Let me say this. Okay.
Hey, no, man, because you wouldn't
just,
because you
like
just took three U-turns. Why
about,
you keep
bro?
Taking U-turns? Why you keep taking U-turns,
oh,
bro?
Man, not the U-turns, bro.
I'm not going in the direction you want me to go in, bro.
Gotta make no,
because we
talking
about one thing, bro. The only thing we talking about, listen, the only thing we talking about is your car being at the line waiting on the driver and there was nobody there to
right.
drive it and you walked
right.
up to me and said, Vaughn, can you beat this nigga ass for me? I said, Jeremiah, why Scotty won't drive the car?
Sam, you're welcome, man. Send me my $39.99.
Good Lord. That's all we talking about.
They was beefing at the track.
Hey,
Scotty had his Mustang. And he was having trouble at his Mustang, and he told Jeremiah he didn't have time for that right now.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You are right. I didn't get that, Vaughn. You are absolutely right. You just told the whole entire truth right there. Scotty had with his car. He did not have a grudge race on that day. Scotty said, man,
hey,
you
no,
don't have
okay,
to wait.
Okay, okay. And he was scheduled. And he was scheduled to drive your car that day. The car was sitting on the line waiting on the grudge race. We were sitting over there. You came right over there and said, Vaughn, can you get this motherfucker car, beat this nigga ass for me? The car is straight.
Mm-hmm.
I had Mike motherfucking rallying. I said, Mike, look at the motherfucking car, make sure everything right. He said, okay.
Joe.
We went to the line. Something happened to the car. We had to bag the motherfucker up. We bagged the motherfucker up. Mike did whatever he did. We got that bitch right. I went to the line to beat that man ass.
Okay. I just want to help you right here.
Don't need no help.
You don't need no help.
Help yourself.
You
need no motherfucking
can I just
help.
Say this? Hey, Vaughn, the only grudge race that you drove my car for at 41 was against the blue Mustang. Okay? Let me start off there.
Don't let me do it. What they got to do with the crisis in China, brother?
I'm talking like that at first.
Hey, Vaughn, I want you to drive my car too, Vaughn.
You can buy for $25,000, you broke bitch.
Hey,
Vaughn. Somebody want to drive that shit?
Shorty,
come on, Shorty.
Bitch, butt naked on there.
This shit got all up under his arm. Just killed all his hair. This bitch ain't got no
under his arm. I got receipts. Hey,
Lord, them goddamn hands went all up in his ass. Her kids. They went all in his hands. They just ate all the hair out of his ass. This bitch ain't got no hair in his ass. Watch that little bitch ass baby. Watch this bitch ass come to the bowl and now they're looking like a nasty, fat ass baby. You baby, you ain't looking bitch.
Shut oh, man.
Hey, kid.
Yeah.
Hey, kid, if that bitch cook for you, you can't lie and say there's no hair in the food.
Oh, man.
I'm back. Where that whole ass nigga at?
Is it over? I just got
where
back.
That whole ass nigga
I don't hear nobody. Everybody
calls.
Oh, I hear Ken.
Where that Shaggy bitch motherfucking Jeremiah with his whole ass?
Oh, Lord.
Get that nigga some quick growth. Put on the top of his motherfucking head.
Oh, Lord.
A bald head, nasty bitch.
This time tomorrow, it will feel and be 20 degrees cooler than where we sit right now. We are
Shaky. Is Shaky still there? He got to be. Hold on. Let me see if I'm going to the board myself now.
Uh-oh.
Unbelievable.
Is it unbelievable?
Let's see.
Huh.
No, I don't even see Jeremiah. Jeremiah, he must have went off.
Cause he a hawk.
B-Fin, Flop, Mouse, Vaughn, Lowrider, Vic, Lenny, Drag, and Kid is on the mic.
Damn! Man, I ain't no Drag was on here. I wouldn't even been acting like this. I'm sorry.
I'm just listening to y'all.
If I'd know Lenny was on here, I'd have been quiet because I know he wanted to talk, but he ain't going to say nothing because I'm on here.
I don't know what's that word. What's the word?
Cut it out, man.
Oh, my
You're bad acting, Vaughn.
Hey, Vaughn, cut it out, man. Stop. That's some old shit, man. Say something. Do something in 2024, man.
Hey, Sham.
Yeah, Flop.
Just get in my way.
Can you tell me what that word means?
Which word?
How to pronounce it. After favorite and that post that Jeremiah put up.
I didn't see it. What'd it say?
My favorite, A-L-M-O-N-I-E.
A-L-M-O-N-I-E. What is that?
You tell me.
Is that a word?
I don't know.
Come on, Flop.
Trying to figure it out. I know you got some college.
A-L-M-O-N-I-E.
Typo for alimony? I don't know.
Oh, man, not the alopecia.
I don't know. I'm not really. I'm not sure, Flop.
A little dumb.
That bitch was trying to tell. Look at this bitch calling my phone. Look at this bitch calling my phone with his bitch ass.
Oh, man.
Pussy motherfucker.
Oh, Ethereum is on the mic, too.
Hey,
I forgot Ethereum.
No, bitch, don't go nowhere, bitch. What's your bitch ass for? I ain't went nowhere, whole ass nigga. Pussy motherfucker. What you want, bitch?
Now, who's that on a respirator?
Hey, Jeremiah. Hey, Jeremiah, you talking about my line. Hey, Flop. Look at this, Flop. Hey, Flop, I don't know how to do it, Flop. Put this on Facebook for me.
Oh, man.
I can't get into that. I can't get into that.
Well, to show me how to do it. Show me how to do it. Hey,
oh,
hey, send this to kids for me. Hey,
you call me here
and do it. Look at your day. Hey, Jeremiah, what the fuck was that you were trying to say? Come on, my favorite alimony. What the fuck is that?
No, homie, remember what they posted the other day with me and you? I couldn't really, I don't know what the fuck I was trying to do. I was on my phone.
Hey,
trying to figure out what's in his mouth.
You know he got a dick in his mouth.
Come on, shorty.
Hey, Tony, it ain't your fault if I can't see the picture.
Hey, Flop, I got one more. It turned into that. It went from that to this.
Damn.
Hey,
don't
see the picture.
Look, he want to see.
Send it to him, Flop. I can't see it, motherfucker.
Send it to him, Flop.
Hell no. Oh, bitch, I got a lot of pictures of you, motherfucker. Oh, I can go all the way back to the 90s. They screenshot my phone ready to go.
I like that.
Hey,
I like it.
Hold on, I'm sending him the first one.
Hey,
yeah, and then the second, and then watch the third one. Then he went to this.
Hey, Jerry, I sent you what he's sending me.
Nick, I hate that.
Lord have mercy.
This bitch gonna send a picture for me. You got that for me. I got that for you. Hey, watch how this bitch, hey, Fly, wait till you see this bitch. Watch how this bitch looking at you, though. What's wrong with
her? Oh, man.
This bitch confused. He don't know what team he want to be on. Look at this bitch. What team is he on? This nigga here, man, if this nigga don't look like RuPaul's Drag Racer, I'm gonna suck your dick.
Yeah, I know you will. Hold on, what they just sent me? What they just sent me?
Oh, you RuPaul looking bitch. Bitch, put that wig back on, bitch.
Hey, hold on. What is this?
Mad at me? I won't know why.
Boy, I'm mad at you. You having fun, boy? Get your dumb ass out.
Hey, bitch, that's what you should have been doing earlier, bitch. Have some fun, bitch.
I was having fun earlier.
Bitch, you was mad, bitch ass nigga. I'm finna get off the show. Get your bitch ass off, then, bitch.
I had to get off the show. I was cussing in front of my mama, man.
Man, cuss this dick in your mouth, bitch. Cuss this dick in your mouth.
Man, nobody wants that little shit in their mouth. You little dick.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? He like big dicks in his mouth. Hey, let's keep all on top of each other. This bitch want a big bitch so he can bite it.
Hey,
I hope ain't none of y'all on the phone got no big dick because he going to be chasing y'all. He's going to bite that motherfucker. Hold on. Don't come that low now, that big
dick.
Come with that low motherfucker like me. He'll leave you alone. Hey, kid, I'm glad you got a little one like me, because that motherfucker attacked you, man.
Oh, man, kid, don't pay attention to this bitch. Oh, shit. Hey, that pussy, that nigga, that tear coming out my eyes.
You cannot bring no girl to the bowl tonight.
You know what I thought about bringing I might bring Q out with me, man. Yeah, she been doing good. That's my little baby right there. My little petite baby with the bump.
No, don't bring nobody, because, bitch, when you bring a girl, I be trying to be nice to you. I don't be wanting to
check her ass. Hey, she sitting listening to me and you on the phone for 2 or 3 hours.
Also, she already know. Okay. Yeah, I can be myself.
Oh, man.
She
can be myself.
She can sit there laughing harder than me.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I can be myself.
Hey, wait till you get her this picture. They just sent you with me and two.
Oh, no. Oh, Lord.
Oh, she's going to call me. I see, I don't care about stuff like that. My little feelings don't get hurt.
That's your bitch. That's your feelings hurt right now, bitch.
Nah, bitch, I'll stick this dick in your mouth, bitch.
Your feelings hurt, bitch. Uh-huh. But I don't like big dicks.
All right,
man,
this is a real
joke focus
over here, boy.
I don't like that. I don't like all that fat around my meat. You know what I'm saying?
Boy,
I don't want none of that. I don't want no motherfucking infected chin that won't go no hell. I don't like that. Nope.
I gotta give me an outfit ready for Saturday.
Let's look at this whole ass nigga. See what I'm saying? This nigga that went to Walmart and got an outfit done. He gotta give me an outfit. Oh, see what I'm saying? Who's that revenue nigga? He trying to dress and print some fucking meat.
some greasy ass
music.
This nigga finna put on an outfit to impress Bobo. He's gonna impress Bobo. Get your stupid ass out here, nigga. He want to be there on time. Shut your whole
ass.
No, I need to know because I got a birthday dinner to go to. Man, birthday is dick in your mouth, bitch. Go to the birthday party, bitch. I promise we ain't going to miss you, bitch.
Man. Oh, no, you going to miss me because if I ain't got a motherfucker, I ain't going to be there, dummy. Oh, you going to miss me.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
There you go, bitch. So shut up.
Start at 7 o'clock.
Oh, okay,
there you go. Don't forget,
it's going to be a different second. With the dish form, combined with your blood pressure, cholesterol, and other important heart health markers. For healthy heart, so fresh,
man,
for tonight. Dang,
you
got the
questions
I want, bro. I want the honey,
This bitch-ass nigga got to get his outfit out 2 days ahead of time.
I got to get my outfit out.
Jeremiah,
let me find out you're going to lay your outfit on the bed and sleep on the floor. I'm going to kill him with this Saturday.
Hey, come here. Man, you gonna recollect me up. You gonna hide that bitch and leave it on the bed. Stupid ass gonna sleep on the floor. You dumb bitch.
Hey, Finn, I'm finna go tomorrow morning. I'm gonna buy you a nice new little tech dog suit.
Look at this whole ass nigga. That bitch ass nigga. Finna put his shit on the bed and him and old girl gonna get on the floor. And, man, you gonna suck up pussy on a hard floor? What's wrong with you, boy? You gonna be uncomfortable.
Man, I don't have to sleep on no hard floors. I got 3 bedrooms. I'm good to go, actually. You got a nice little living room with a couch, you know.
Oh, that couch.
My apology, man. I should.
You don't remember you took pictures of that little apartment you had with the fish tank on the motherfucking radiator, and you kept killing the fish. You didn't know why the fish was dying, bitch, because you was boiling the motherfucker. You were boiling the fish, you dumb bitch. I told you to put some ice in the water, so you know you wasn't gonna be home for about 8 hours because you had to go to work. Hell no. Y'all, hey, I'm gonna have to kill one of you bitches. Y'all might try to rape me, and then you got all them transgenders in them motherfuckers. You a lying bitch. Hell, I ain't coming, bitch. I do not want to go to none of them parties you be going. Them freak off if you and P. Diddy be having. I ain't going to that shit. No, I ain't no freak like that.
Oh, man.
I'm happy. This little bitch, I'm a fuck. You know what I'm saying? I'm happy to get my little pussy. I'm gone. You know what I mean? You niggas want to have freak offs and shit, and you like watching your old lady fuck other niggas, and you get that big nine dingo dick in her.
I had to come here to get food for mine.
Then you grab that nigga big ass dick and stick it right in your motherfucking mouth. That's why your mouth was goddamn beat. You suck that nigga dick after you get through fucking your girl with a Viagra, bitch.
Damn.
You nasty bitch. Hey, I know a nigga got some of them little blue pills. You want one, Jerry?
What you mean? I got some. How many you need me to bring you?
No. I don't need none. I don't know.
And you don't do.
I got them on deck. I got the liquid and the pills.
Oh, I know you got them. You got them. You know why you got them, Jeremiah? Because I heard I heard not only do they make your dick stay hard a long time, they make your ass numb. So when that nigga fuck you, you don't even know.
Oh, man.
Boy, you gave nigga captivity, boy. I swear to God.
This bitch ass nigga taking Viagra so he can get fucked, kid. That nigga asshole bigger than one of them bowling balls we finna throw down.
Lord, there. Have mercy.
Hey, that nigga dumped that dick in that ass. He said strike. He did a split.
Oh,
he got
man.
He pins on his side. Yeah, I can't tell. Well, OnlyFans shave all they have, bitch, everywhere. You know what I'm saying?
I didn't shave it on life, shave it on funny.
That's what I'm saying, because your life knew that you was going to be a fag. So they said, fuck it. God just said, I'll take it off this bitch right now. You know, God be cussing sometimes. He said, I'll take it off this bitch right now. Bitch ass nigga. He don't deserve to have no fucking ass. They don't make enough click.
I ain't got no meat to feed my dog.
Man, shut your bitch ass. That's why you went and got a girl dog, because you want to be a girl. You really got a bitch for a bitch.
Oh, well, I can't wait to see you Saturday. I'm going to grab you.
Hey,
tight. I'm gonna hold
hey
you
tight. Bitch and Jeremiah, I told you about that horse plant. I don't want to hear dragging them talking about. I don't want to hear dragging them talking about seeing you didn't have to do that to him. Don't play with me.
Oh man,
I'm a your bitch ass boy. I'm gonna be beat that day, bitch. I'll poke the fuck out you, bitch. Hey, you play with a pony and lick you in the mouth, bitch. That's what we get you on to, bitch. If you grab me, I'm going to take it as you a homosexual, bitch. Down on your ass, I'm going, bitch.
Hey, it's going to be a hate crime, and you in Indiana.
Yeah, now, y'all heard it on the show now. If that bitch be bleeding, I don't want to hear that. He shouldn't have done that. If that bitch grabbed me, and I feel any way that it's sexual, on his ass, I'm going. Now,
oh, man, not the sexual healing.
Why would you do me like that?
Don't play with me then. Keep your hands to yourself. Talk your little shit. Your mouth ain't did nothing but suck somebody's dick, and it's not going to suck mine.
Oh, man.
He can't keep that
now. I'm
going to bring it. You know, I'm a look at. You know, you might be playing solo, but it feel hard to me. Down on your ass, I'm going, boy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about? Now, the nigga been 4-1, kid. The nigga been 4-1, now. Don't fuck up your
own. You got a point there, shorty.
You know what I'm talking about? I'm not playing with none of you big-ass niggas, man. I don't play with y'all. No. No, I play with people my size. I can hip-toss one of these motherfuckers, nigga. Can't fuck with you dick, motherfucker. I'm going to punish you, motherfucker. Or y'all going to punish me. Now, be prepared, bitch. Bitch, tell me you going to grab me and squeeze me. Hey, kid,
oh,
have
man.
You seen anybody playing with you like that?
Better ratings for 5% of what they're paying this loser with a capital L. I just want to say that is a fucking funny company's running mate.
Yeah, treat me like big ass and one of them. You don't grab on me, bitch. Don't grab on me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm going to hold you mighty tight.
Hey, bitch, you better act like I'm an old man. Don't grab me like bitch. Respect your elders, bitch.
I'm going to hold you mighty tight.
I got it.
Hey,
you remember last time, bitch, you couldn't get that little piece out, bitch? Remember last time you couldn't get that piece out, bitch?
My thing is just the thing I
hate. I'll get your bitch ass.
Like a fucking thug, man. You know what I'm saying? So that shows me that's why you got to be careful with the motherfucker. Let me be fucking. Because that nigga look like a straight thug, and you were here with a tranny. You know what I'm saying?
What the fuck, man? Who that nigga talking to?
Nah, I'm in Walmart, shawty, and the nigga next to me look like a motherfucking killer, bro. Dots all on his eyes and shit. Man, he
Jeremiah. What motherfucking Walmart you in this time of night?
Get on his ass, kid.
I'm in a special Walmart.
See what I'm saying, kid? I told you. That's what we having them freak out.
I got
you see, he trying to play it off. He know where he at. He going to say, man, this nigga look like a killer. This nigga with a trans gender. See what I'm saying? I told you where that nigga be at.
I thought Walmart been closed.
Man, that shit is closed. That nigga, he at Walmart. Hey, kid, you notice about 15, 20 minutes ago, he said, I'm about to get my outfit ready for Saturday. And I said, that bitch going to Walmart. Look at this bitch. He in Walmart looking for an outfit. But you a bad motherfucker. He a bad motherfucker, kid. That bitch gonna be dressed and impressed Saturday with a Walmart motherfucking outfit on.
Ain't that wrong with no Walmart outfit, bitch?
I didn't say it was, but you didn't have to broadcast it. Just wear the motherfucker, nigga. We don't give a fuck what you got on. Pussy motherfucker. You ain't got to tell her.
Hey, my outfit gonna be more expensive than your whole life, nigga.
What I said. But I tell you, kid, he trying to impress somebody, kid.
Oh, man.
Thank you so much, baby.
That bitch Joe trying to impress somebody.
It's a free third floor, baby.
Coming from the suburbs, Charlie, why didn't you have a whole police station, the motherfucker in the Tahoe? Why dude thought he was going to get away? Why this nigga try to jump off the
Jeremiah.
Speedway? Yeah.
Jeremiah.
Yeah.
Please don't squeeze the Charmin.
Wait, what?
That might be before your time, but I don't know.
Everywhere. I'm uptown, downtown, around town. What's up, boo?
That might be before your time, but I'm just saying, Charlie, they don't squeeze him. You might get stuck, motherfucker.
That's right.
Yeah. My broke ass, I'm trying to be like you.
Hey, Joe told him, right? He's trying to ignore you. He's trying to ignore you, man.
Squeeze the Charmin.
Better not squeeze me. I'm gonna show him I ain't better stuff.
I heard what he said. He said, Jeremiah, don't do it. I'm advising you, don't do it.
Who was that talking? I kind of can catch the voice, but I can't catch it.
I don't talk too much on this. Some country pimp talking.
Okay. What's up, man? How you feeling, baby?
I'm fair for a swear. I don't talk too much, but I heard what Shorty said.
Hey, country, I'm going to grab this motherfucker so tight, man.
I don't think Shorty might like that, Jeremiah. Don't do it.
Shorty ain't got a choice. He's going to love it.
Hey, Dad, I'm getting my outfit ready, too, for Saturday. Watch this here.
Don't do it. Don't do it, Jeremiah.
One more time. Don't play with me like that. I've been molested as a kid. Don't do that. I've been molested.
Hey,
guess what? I'm going to treat you like the motherfucker that was molested.
He was fun, though. He might not quite be molested. He was fun, though.
Yeah, I was fun, though.
He was trying.
I'm going to fun, though. Hey,
And when I got plundered, it was a lady. But you a man, I think. You look like one. You look like a nasty-ass man. I'm going to tell your ass.
Hey, Shorty, you don't know what his gender is. You got to let him tell you what his gender is.
Oh, no.
My kid, I hear you in the background now.
What happened, Dancer?
Hey, kid,
Dance, I'm going to treat this bitch like a shish kebab. Watch this.
Oh, man.
Ooh-wee. I'm going to treat this bitch like a shish kebab. I am not interested.
All I can say is keep y'all cameras rolling because I'm going to be moving pretty fast.
Hey, you sound like Ali at his prime, Scotty. That's Ali.
Yes,
Ali now. I know what you're saying now because that's me.
Hey, Dancer.
That's right.
Hey, Dancer, they call me what they call me for a reason. He ain't never even going to see
Is that freak life?
He ain't never
freak life. Hey, let me ask you a question now. I think that's freak life, right? Freak life, right?
Charlie, yeah, freak life.
Charlie, he made a statement. They call him freak life for a reason. Don't you get schooled?
Oh, man.
Hey, Dan.
Hey,
Dan.
Hey,
Dan.
Hey, you know what they call me? 1-800, keep it real. I'm going to keep it real.
Right?
Yeah. 1-800. I'm going to keep it real with him, too.
That's a guarantee. He ain't never going to see me. He just don't feel me.
This only thing I'm going to do is see how it play out from a distance.
Hey, Dancer.
I ain't on none of that.
Once I get him within arm's reach, that bitch ain't going to be able to move you, so. I promise you.
Hey, we don't do it.
Then he had me within arm reach at the Grove, and I gave him a pass. I could have jugged that bitch.
Man, bitch, you weren't going to jug shit with that little 4-inch dick you got, bitch. Shut up.
Ooh-wee. Ooh-wee.
Hey, bitch, you poke me, nigga. Man.
Hey, Dazzle, I was so motherfucking fast. He was trying to go in his pocket. He was fumbling. The bitch couldn't even get in his pocket.
I ain't gonna lie, Dancer. The bitch was so fast. I was like, damn, this little bitch can move.
He got away. Slip through your fingers. Bitch, you by golly wall.
Hey, Dancer, he a little slippery, slimy bitch. That's why he got away. Yeah.
He think I was fast then. I'm a little faster now. That one number about 6-7 months ago.
All right, bitch, let's foot race. Let me see how fast he is. Bitch, let's foot race. Give me a head start.
Now you big. See what I'm talking about?
He was doing that from the word go, I think.
Okay. I'll raise you $100, Sally.
Can I say something, Jeremiah?
Yeah.
Jeremiah, you can't only race me. You got to beat me. You can't only race me. You got to beat me.
The show is recorded, Jeremiah.
Hey, Dancer, you heard what I said, baby. You got to beat me to the next pole.
From day one. Beating me, not just racing me.
That's right.
Not trickery. What'd you say, Jeremiah?
I don't know, Dancer. I don't know what you're talking about right now. I don't know.
I wasn't talking about nothing. That fat bitch got to break, man. That bitch got to break.
You say you was 100 pounds heavier, and Shorty say you got the up, motherfucker. Go.
That bitch 100 pounds heavier than me. He got to break.
And I don't do this often. I don't even do this often. I really don't get involved.
But since you said it, you got it.
Yep. Yeah. I like that. I
got to
try that.
Well, lock in then.
I'm locking in. On my end.
Who you locking in? Lock in with Shorty, not me. Lock in with Shorty, not me.
Yeah, I'm locking in with you, Dan,
so
I like you.
No, don't lock in with me. I might not show up Saturday. Nigga, I might be 1,000 miles away. I'm getting on a plane Saturday morning. I won't be there. Lock in with Shorty. Big Sam and the likes.
All right,
and then I'll hear about it later.
Nah, I ain't locking you in no race. I can't run.
Yeah. Your fuel pump went out.
Hey, Dance, I don't run for shit, man. Some shit I'd have been into, I'd have had to just stand there because I ain't going to run.
I wish I'd have been there. I'd have made some locking if I'd have been there.
Hey, Dancer, I don't like creasing my shoes. I don't like sweating and shit, man.
I wish I had been out of major lock.
I don't like that.
I like wish that. I had been there. Oh, my goodness.
Man, I need to go get some more cologne, man. What the fuck?
Well, move right along, Charlie. What
I got big? Smelling good. I'm going to have a new outfit on. I put my new shoes on.
Who the next victim, Shorty, because Freak Life ain't going.
Hey, Dancer, I want to help you. This is not the skin you used to know. This new skin is a bitch. He's not racing nobody.
Oh, hey, listen.
Ass,
thank you.
Legend,
thank you, Jeremiah. I've been gone.
Dancer, I don't want you to think that this nigga is the same man that you knew 20 years ago. He's not. The bitch came to drive
away. I knew him 20 years ago, Freak Life.
No,
Thank you for enlightening me.
No, not, Dancer. I'm going to help you out, man. You're going to be
all right.
Well,
Dancer, you're right. I am not the same man I used to be 20 years ago. And he ain't the same man he used to be 20 years ago.
That motherfucker is a woman. He a woman now.
Hey. That bitch is a woman from 20 years ago.
20 years later, he a fucking woman.
Hey, Dancer, I didn't want to tell him this, but I talked to his girlfriend, and she said, you ain't the same man you used to be 20 years
ago. Lord, almost.
I'm a half $25 a pop. Come on the TV. Look at this whole ass. Nobody want no motherfucking pills, nigga. Come on, nigga. I got the liquor for $6, man. You want to get your liquor bottle?
And then he just paperizes. He needs some
fun. Man, that liquor bottle should last you almost a year, man. You know what I'm saying? $60 every time you take a couple drops, you fuck your old
ass. I quit, Shorty. I quit.
Yeah, me too. That motherfucker, that's crazy.
I tried to get you some action. I thought Jeremiah was going to knock you out the box.
Man, that bitch don't want none of me. I ain't got nothing to race that bitch. You know what? I fucked that nigga up. I ain't got nothing to race it with, man. I was about to say my little Lolo, but this car ain't been no race car. This is an everyday get-around-town car.
Man, get the fuck out of here.
Hey, it's the cleanest motherfucker Honda you ever seen in your life. I love it.
I like that. gas saver. You in my world now.
I bet you my car get more gas mileage than yours, motherfucker. Better gas mileage than yours.
Ooh, we. Now we
don't.
Hey.
Hey, y'all telling motherfucker I ain't got no car, so whatever one I pull
you
up in.
Bitch, which car you talking about? You talking
the
about
one I pull up in?
Nah,
the one I pull up in.
No. I ain't playing that game.
Yeah, you pull up in your gas saver, and I'm going to pull up in mine.
Nah,
it got to take.
Nah.
Hey, the car got to take gas.
Hey, Jeremiah.
Yeah.
Fuck seeing with that race right there. How can he win? What makes him better than you? You
uh-oh.
Scared of him.
I'm
going to
say what makes him better than me. That man got about 17 kids, and each one of his kids got a little car somewhere. That bitch
Lord,
how many kids? Jeremiah, you ain't got no kids.
Hey, Dancer, I tell you what. Whatever car I pull up in, it got to take gas, and if I'm going to get better gas mileage than him, and if I do get better gas mileage than him, he got a chance to whoop me. The car that burned the most gas should be the fastest, shouldn't it?
I believe what you're saying to be true, Shorty.
So guess what? I got to race him with the same car, and I'm going to bet I get better gas out of him.
Hey, Jeremiah, you